time to read the summer.
I'm being very sarcastic. Yes. You know, I like to read in the winter.
Freddie likes summer as long as the air conditioner is working.
It's like kind of like a winter. You know, you go in when it's 90 degrees, you want to hide in the house.
Might be a good day to read a book.
I think so. Mm-hmm. We're on the line here with Michael Dow, who spent 25 years in corporate America, wrote a book called Dark Matters, which is a new thrilling science fiction novel examining the real world consequences of our wealth inequality. Good morning, Michael. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Really neat, this science fiction novel, which is interesting. It raised $25,000 on Kickstarter, which means people wanted you to write this book.
Well, that was the hope. I thought when I sold my company, I thought I'd try this out, and I figured Kickstarter would be a good way, you know, to raise a little money for the publishing, but also to judge whether people actually thought this was a good idea. And turns out, a few people did. So it was, it was great.
Did you think I'm just going to try this and stuff like this? Obviously, that would be something for me outside of my comfort zone to do something like that.
Are you much of an English major?
Thank you. Yes.
No, believe it or not, I'm kind of a technology background. I was an engineer in college. But I always had this book in the back of my mind. Kind of, it's the Dark Matter title. It's really about a couple of scientists and a woman, a spiritualist, who discovered what dark matter is. I don't know if you follow the story of our universe and the fact that all the matter we see is just 5% of what's actually out there. So a couple of people discover what dark matter really is. And that kind of throws a wrench into the trillionaires who now run the world here in this not too distant future.
You bring up and talk about the 1%, the richest 1% that don't matter anymore. We certainly have these days. That's very topical, of course. That we are a lot of people are upset that the 2%,
the haves and have nots.
Yes, and we're talking about the 1% that control, I guess, the world and everything,
and the new world order.
Seem to be right on target with this in your book.
Well, what I did when I did the research trying to figure out when to set the story, it's kind of interesting. In about 50 or 60 years, we're going to have a world of 10 billion people. We're going to have computers that are faster than the human brain. We're going to be up in space. There's all these things that are kind of coming together. And then I stumbled on the fact that the world's going to have its first trillionaire. And I thought, you know, like Congress says, wow, now we're talking real money.
Yeah.
You know, what can you do with $1 trillion? And just started looking into that. And it turns out that the world's 1,800 billionaires are growing their wealth way faster than the 1%. So, the question became, is this really about million of 1%ers, or is the real risk around a handful of future trillionaires that between the wealth and the influence and the technology may really be able to kind of, you know, run things from behind the scenes?
It's almost like you need some sort of moral compass for these people, but they're sort of self-regulating. So what do you do?
Well, and that's the question. The more I looked into it, the more I kind of realized that, you know, this last financial crisis and what we call too big to fail, maybe we're headed towards a future of too big for jail. You know, we're going to have a bunch of people who really just become above the law with that kind of money.
Well, we sort of saw the Enron thing sort of unravel that maybe begun it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, and Wall Street and the same kind of thing. So it's really, and I tried very carefully in the book. I'm not necessarily leaning to one side or the other. That these trillionaires truly believe that they are kind of the benevolent dictators, that the politicians aren't doing their job, things aren't getting done, stuff's broken, the world, you know, we're running out of resources, and they are stepping in with their own money to make the tough decisions that politicians aren't willing to do anymore. So they really believe that they are saving the world, not ruining it. And so I wanted to present kind of that kind of a thought-provoking both sides of the equation and say, hey, you decide what, you know, who gives them the right to do that? Well, that's a good question. So it's kind of an entertaining look at a pretty serious issue.
Your background, you grew up in Philadelphia, graduated University of Virginia. You're an engineer, you said there, Harvard Business School, too. You live in Michigan right now. You said you had a book when you first got on with us. You said you always had this book in the back of your mind. How far back did you have the book? And did you know you had a book in you?
Yeah, I've always been kind of this closet physicist and cosmic. I've always wondered, we discovered this dark matter stuff in the 1930s. I say we, I mean a guy by the name of Fritz Zwicky, but for 85 years we've been trying to figure out what it is. We still don't know. So that's just been, and I've had this kind of theory in my head about what I think it is, and of course you got to read the book to find out what that is. But it's just something that's been in my head for over a decade. So I've really been, and once I sold the company, I had a non-compete for a few years, so that was the time to write a book. It was now or never.
Did you surprise yourself? Have you surprised others with it?
Oh, I mean, it was an absolutely amazing process. Going from being kind of an executive and a management consultant who's supposed to be, you know, like the expert with the answers to all the questions, and then suddenly you're going to writers' conferences where you're the dumbest guy in the room. It was really kind of
yeah,
it's a switch.
It's a real, it's a change. And it was a great project. I really enjoyed it. And I did a lot of writing as a in business, so sure. It wasn't entirely unfamiliar.
You just had to get a little more flowery.
A whole different story.
A little more flowery with your words.
Yeah, a little more. You're allowed to take a little bit longer to get to the point in a work of fiction.
Is it true, and do you believe this too, that the guys with the money and the trillionaires, the billionaires, or the trillionaires to come in here, these are the ones that that do have the ideas, that do create the jobs, that do create the technologies? Do you believe there's that part of that population that does that?
I absolutely do. I mean, if you look at Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and Elon Musk and Richard Branson, there's a lot of billionaires out there doing some great things, and I think that's part of the question we need to ask ourselves is how do you take advantage of that without allowing the kind of thing that might happen if the wrong kind of person has that kind of money, that kind of influence, and the kinds of technologies that we're going to have here in the not too distant future. So it's not money that's evil. It's what people do with it. So that's where I think we need to be thinking now about what types, the Citizens United ruling that allows the money to have those kind of unequal influences and future technologies where, a trillionaire can buy an entire satellite fleet and have their own private communications network. I mean, the kinds of things that are going to be capable of in the future is kind of interesting.
Now, where can we find the book? It's called Dark Matters by Michael Dow, D-O-W. And can we find it on your website?
Sure. There's my website is just darkmattersbook.com. It's www.darkmattersbook.com. You can buy the book on Amazon, of course, but you can also watch a movie trip. The video I did for the Kickstarter campaign is kind of a book trailer video.
Oh,
you can
neat.
Watch on the website. You can learn more about the book on the website, and you can sign up for my newsletter, which talks about dark matter and income inequality and that kind of thing, and get the first 50 pages of the book for free if you do that.
Let me ask you this, and this is kind of off the subject here, but you talked about computers are going to be faster, smarter, faster than the human brain and stuff. Are we heading, and you seem to be able to, somebody that could answer this, are we heading to the time where we're going to out-technology ourselves? Are we going to have such a smart robot that we're going to become the second, second-class
like
citizen?
Like Terminator?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great question. It's one of the other technology issues I kind of tackle in the book, and whether we're going to all be taken over by robots in a lot of the day-to-day jobs. So I think that they call it kind of the singularity in this future where the computers are going to be faster than the human brain, and what AI is going to be able to do. We're already seeing some of it today, and you can see some of the and virtual reality,
sure.
Augmented reality. Those things are going to be a significant portion of our lives.
I'm wondering, are you much of a survivalist? Like, do you think, should we just have hard copies of everything in case everything sort of goes away?
Don't answer that for her, Michael, please.
Yeah, I'm a technology guy. I have to admit, I love the new technology. Contact lenses that act as the screen of our computers.
Sure.
I mean, the cool stuff coming in the future, I think it's going to be fantastic. We just have to make sure we use it correctly.
All right, Michael Dow, thank you so much for your information. DarkMattersBook.com, as well as you can find the book Dark Matters on Amazon.com.
Appreciate you this morning, Michael. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You too.
Bet. It sounds like he's got it together, doesn't he?
I know. It's really
neat.
To
be able to choose and pick and do, and CEO management of a technology company, and then said, you know what? I got a non-compete for how long, and I'm going to sit down and become a writer. Not easy.
I think it's great. And I love the sci-fi factors, because it is a big question for all of us. What are we all going to do?
Well, he's taken it, though, and turned it into the current
entertainment.
Yes, with the current events and stuff
sure.
like this.